Here's Dr. Gene Gatz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
This week, I've been talking about an area of generosity we often neglect. Now, true, we should definitely be generous when it comes to supporting our church and other ministries. And I thank God for my wife, who taught me early in our marriage to give a minimum of 10% of our income to the Lord. And thank God we've never missed in all these years, except a few times, and we were always able to catch up, not as a duty, but as a privilege. But what about your generosity towards others who serve you? For example, I'm aware of a church where, now get this, the pastor had to exhort his congregation in a Sunday morning message. What about? Well, you see, after the service was over, a large group of people would descend on a particular restaurant in that area. However, the word was out among the servers in that restaurant. Here come those stingy church members. Whoa, what a tragedy. Personally, I believe that in our culture, if Christians can't afford to be generous tippers when they eat out, they can't afford to eat out. Imagine what servers think when they see us bow our heads in prayer before we eat and then leave without being generous. What is worse is a selfish Christian who leaves a gospel tract on the table that explains the free gift of salvation. Well, need I say more? Being a Christian and being generous should be an inseparable concept. How can we, who have been given the greatest gift ever given, be anything but generous?
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.